It is May 21. The Russians are now destroying the northern Kharkiv region. They are simply mindlessly demolishing everything with the reach of their artillery. There is no military sense in this. It's some kind of primal hatred towards Ukraine and Ukrainians, a wild desire to kill everyone they can. Among the villages and towns that are under constant shelling, there is a settlement of people who almost died earlier due to Moscow's actions, and now Moscow is trying to kill them again. In this settlement live families who were relocated in 1986 after the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster. Their homes were right in the path of the deadly cloud that rose from the destroyed reactor. People living nearby were forbidden to take with them not only their personal belongings, but even their pets. Even their clothing were destroyed after the evacuation, as it was highly radioactive. So people started their lives completely from scratch, with nothing left of their past except memories. And all of this is due to Moscow's actions. The fact is that the personnel at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant had sufficient expertise and clear instructions to prevent the catastrophe. They knew what to do to ensure it never happened, but the Moscow officials, who didn't understand a thing about nuclear energy but considered themselves superior in everything, forbade acting according to the instructions. And the frightened plant workers, who feared the Moscow officials more than nuclear accident, did as they were ordered, and thus occurred the worst nuclear disaster in human history. Those who survived the disaster and their descendants are now being killed by people who also fear the Moscow authorities more than anything else in the world. This fear makes them perfect executors of senseless and criminal actions. How else could you force a person to leave everything at home, go to another country, and kill peaceful strangers there? Only by intimidating them with the idea that the authorities will be displeased if it is not done. You know, they fear death less than displeasing their superiors. It's easy for them to die, abandoned by their own comrades on minefield from wounds and thirst, than to simply refuse to go and kill people. This is some mysterious phenomenon, a mystical darkness that has engulfed a huge country and turned millions of people into frightened killers or equally frightened silent accomplices of killers. But their fear does not justify them. These shitbags bring so much suffering, take so many lives, that neither they nor their children will ever be able to wash off the blood of innocent people who were killed just because they were Ukrainians. I really, really hate them. You have no idea how much.